Gad Fact with Darren Maul.
Hit us, Maul.
Guys, Mother Nature can frighten you sometimes. There is something called an eye fluke parasite. It lives in fish's eyeballs. And from the eyeball, it actually practices mind control over the fish. It hosts the fish throughout its life.
I've heard of this.
So whenever people look at the fish doing the things that it does, when eating, mating, hunting, escaping, it's the parasite.
Yes.
Which is actually doing it. And the parasite decides, okay, cool, I'm done with this fish. And then it kills the fish.
Yes.
And then
horrific,
you know,
eh?
Then other fish come and feed on that fish. The parasite goes into those fish and into their eyeballs. And it's literally the pilot of the fish is the parasite in the eyeball. I see that kind of stuff and I'm going, no, nature.
That's hectic, huh?
No.
It's pretty incredible.
I know.
I mean,
but there's the research in other species as well. Is it only the fish or also Republicans? You never know. You don't know, guys, until the research is done. I like this. Audi, which is a fantastic motor vehicle, they had to change one aspect of their vehicle when they sold any of their cars, any of the Audis, in India.
What do you think they had to change
on the Audi so that it could function properly in India? Because the Audi literally does all the things. It's fine. It's the brakes and intelligent steering and automatic parking.
Is it something to do with maybe in case it goes in like near a car? Or
I suppose that'd be a good one.
I think because there's so many people in India, they had to like change the hooter.
Sky Shaba Lala Faita Cranky Say Yo Man.
Really?
They had to change the hooter. Apparently, it's the Audi hooter. It was the German hooter. It was just way too polite. It was like, beep, beep, please get out. Can I ask you nicely to get out of the way, please? Beep, 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 beep. They had to change the hooter on the Audi. They're in India, guy. That hooter's got to go, Govinda Jaya Jaya, Govinda Jaya Jaya La. They had to change that hooter in Indians. As guys, this is for you. Mike V, early breakfast. I hope you're still listening. This is for you as well. Cricketer John Reid played the first match of cricket in 1969. You'll use this for your quiz, can't you?
Okay, yeah.
The first match of cricket in 1969 on the South Pole. His name was John Reid. Play had to be cancelled.
Because of the wet outfield.
Well, not the wet outfield. It's the South Pole. There's no moisture at all. But a six just stays a six. And that's a six followed by a four, followed by a four, followed by a run on it. They would lose all the balls just can't see it. The balls just kept on going. Interesting fun fact, every single shot he played, every single shot, whether it was leg side, onside, went north.
Who was bowling to him?
Yeah, I was gonna ask the same. Who was
guys? It was the South Pole. They had a bowling machine. They weren't gonna risk another human being. It was a bowling machine. So remember that, John Reid.
John Reid.
All the things to do on the South Pole or North Pole. Where were you?
On the South Pole.
South Pole.
That's why every shot went north.
I'm still.
No matter where you hit it, it's going north.
I'm going to have to look at a map for this.
Okay, when it eventually happens, what happened?
Soon to be, between the eye of parasites and the Audi hooter, and apparently in the North-South Pole, I 100% got facts.
Fantastic.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.